Thanks again for listening to the Park Hills podcast. If you want more information on things we're doing, go to parkhillschurch.com or the Park Hills Church app. So one of the things we talk about at Park Hills is something we call the DDP, or the description of a discipled person. And every once in a while, we'll just stop and do a podcast on the DDP. And so you just got me today, Pastor Chris, just going to walk through the idea of one aspect of our DDP, because it fits really nicely into Habakkuk 3 and what we talked about. So if Habakkuk ends with the idea of worship, if Habakkuk ends in prayer and praise, like we mentioned, then the question is, what is worship and what does it look like? So I want to read to you just a couple paragraphs from some material that we wrote years ago that we're working on making available to people in the next couple of months, or, you know, within the next year, you'll see a little document or a booklet come out with aspects of the DDP. And the big idea of worship is our lives are a response to His goodness. This is called worship. So what we wrote in this booklet says this: worship is likely the most misunderstood concept in the church. We have a, quote, worship center, end quote, so there could at least be the unintended inference that worship only happens there. Further, there is a time of worship during the, quote, worship service, end quote, where we sing songs. This seems to indicate that worship is the songs we sing. What about those that don't sing? And we all know people like that, don't we? What if the band makes the songs impossible to sing along with? What if you're singing with someone who sings at an octave you can't approach? The end of that service, did you worship? We often treat worship like it's an experience or it's a thing that must meet our needs. How many times have you said, or have you heard someone else say, well, you know, worship was good today? Or how many times have you heard someone say, worship was really bad? Often those are the things that you hear after a service. Or I hear people sometimes say, I didn't really care for that song. Or I didn't really feel it today. And the question that we write is, what does that even mean? The truth is, at the end of the day, worship is not about you. So what we do in this little booklet is we begin to work through what are some of the basics. What is worship? And so we wrote this: our word worship derives from an old English concept, which is a mouthful, and the word is worth-ship. So worship comes from worth-ship, worth-ship. And what that was given was, it was given to people who were worthy of praise, or someone or something that was worth something. It had value. And that thing was deserving of worth-ship. It meant that we gave our attention to it. We cared about it. It carried a certain sense of glory or weight to it. It's a cumbersome word to say, worth-ship. So we shortened it to worship. And the idea has a big question attached to it. Who deserves my praise? What is worthy of my worship? What has glory? And the word glory there would just be, what has weight? What has substance? What contains some type of mass that I need to celebrate? What forces me to bow down? We worship a lot of things. Sometimes we end up worshiping television, or we worship sports, which is something many of us struggle with. Sometimes we give worship to our job. Sometimes we can even worship good things and do so inappropriately, right? We can worship our family name, or the prestige, perhaps, that our family provides us with. And what ends up happening is we attribute a tremendous amount of worth to those things. And we can even sometimes make those things idols if we're not careful. Worship, true worship, should be dedicated to God and to God alone. He's the one who created us. He saved us. He changes us. He promises to come back for us. So God deserves our praise. In this sense, worship has little to do with music or a music style used in a service. Worship is about an understanding of thankfulness. We understand that God is good, and He deserves my praise. Because of that, I praise Him. And that can be done by singing. It can be done by praying. You can do that in reading His Word. You can do that even through service. Serving other people can be an act of worship. The idea of worship is what we give our allegiance and our time and our energy to. Who do you honor? Who do you bring glory to? Who do you bring worship to? What's difficult about that, and as we think about Habakkuk, he just stops in stunned silence to God, and that's worship. As he sees God arrive at the end of chapter 3, even as God brings pain and difficulty, Habakkuk realizes who deserves his praise, and it's Yahweh. So jumping out of that document for a minute and just talking with you one-on-one, just think for a moment, what are some of the ways in which you worship? I think a lot of us have songs that we love to sing, and those songs lead us to a place where we feel like we're connected with God. That's worship. Many of us spend time in the Word early in the morning before anyone else in our house wakes up. That's an act of worship. Some of us hear God's voice when we know we shouldn't do something. We can call that conviction, right? The Holy Spirit just leads you and says, no, don't do this. Sometimes it's just a still, small voice in your heart. Sometimes it's just you just know you're not supposed to do what you're about to do. Do you go through with that thing? Do you just step into it and do it anyway? If you do, what are you choosing to worship in that moment? This can be really overwhelming. If you stop and think about it, how much of our life is dedicated to giving allegiance, giving praise to something else other than God? Now, before you get overwhelmed with that idea and you begin to think, well, I'm not a worshiper at all. Am I even saved? You're not saved because of what you do. That's not the truth of the gospel. The gospel tells us that it's through Christ's sacrifice that we're forgiven. So we put our faith in Him and we trust Him and we ask Him to save us. And as He saves us, He begins to put us together and change us, mold us into the people He wants us to be. So we're not always going to get worship right, but we will become better and better worshipers as time goes on, which really is the whole point of the DDP. The DDP is not sort of an idea that you could ever accomplish any one of these things, right? Love God and His Word. Can you ever know His Word well enough? Can you ever love God enough? Is that possible? Well, no, of course not. The day you give your allegiance to Him is day one. You'll spend a lifetime trying to figure out how to love Him and how to love His Word well. Love others. I'm sure that's something that we're all terrific at, and I say that somewhat sarcastically. I'm sure every one of us has things and people in our life that we don't love well. And so when we hear love others, we think, I'm not great at that, but I'm better than I used to be. That's the point of the DDP. It's a description of a discipled person. It's the end goal. It's what are we going to be? Really, what are we going to be in heaven? What's that going to be like? And how can we live that out now as close as we can? Understanding that we need to be humble, and we need to listen to God, and we need to let Him lead us and guide us to become the people He wants us to be. So dependence on the Spirit, dependence on prayer, we're never going to be perfect at either of those things, but we're making strides toward them as disciples, asking God as we become more and more discipled, asking God to change us and mold us into the people He wants us to be. Maybe we become better prayers. Maybe we hear His Spirit and walk with Him in faithfulness. And coming back to life as worship, the idea of life as worship is that our lives would slowly look more and more like we are just devoted worshipers of God. That we would fall on our face before Him, that we would be obedient to Him, that we would listen to His voice and do what He says, that we would serve the people that He calls us to serve, that we would love the people in our midst that we're called to love. Life as worship. It's a beautiful idea. Life is worship, choosing to live for Him, to give Him the glory, to give Him the praise. May our lives look more and more like worshipers as our time goes on. So my challenge for you in this short little podcast that I'm making, and as we think about Habakkuk 3, as the end of the sermon said, at least at the Freeport campus, I'm going to praise Him anyway. I'm going to praise Him no matter what. No matter what comes, I'm going to praise Him. So as I think about praising God, as I think about praising Him anyways, what are some of the ways that I can praise Him today? What are some of the ways that I can give Him my devotion, my attention, my love? Choosing to love God is a beautiful way to live out your day. And as you love Him, you'll grow in worshiping Him. And as you worship Him, may your life become more and more a life of worship.